We recently interviewed Mike O'Brien of the Pocahontas County Emergency Management Office concerning the potential threats to the area posed by Hurricane Florence.
As Hurricane Florence approaches, we're watching that really close. We're not sure the exact path yet at this time. 100 miles one way or the other can make a big difference. A lot of predictions for possibility of a lot of rain on us here. So we're currently in preparation mode. We're doing some updates to our Emergency Operations Center, trying to get it in line. We're doing daily weather briefings with the National Weather Service. Still kind of early for us, but we need to be prepared. We need to prepare for the worst and hope for the best in the situation. Folks should take note and take this week to prepare. We've got a warning that this storm's coming. Be prepared early. If you live in an area that's prone to flooding, be ready. Be prepared. Have an evacuation plan. We've had a lot of rain here lately. Our streams and rivers are full. The soil's saturated. Potential for mudslides, rock slides, things of that nature to occur. Just know we're here. We're always willing to help. If you have questions or concerns, you can contact the Emergency Management Office at 304-799-3985. Or 799-4624.
We asked Mike what the center is doing to prepare for this hurricane's arrival.
Currently, we're just monitoring the weather. We're doing weather briefings with the state and the weather service. They're still uncertain the exact path of the storm. There's a possibility the storm could come up over the Carolinas and stall out, which would result in a heavy amount of rain for us. But 100 miles east or 100 miles west would be a big difference in the amount of rain we get. We're currently checking our supplies and making sure we have things ready to go if and when they would be needed.
Mike talked about some of the problems that we could encounter from Florence.
So with the high wind, one of the things we keep in mind, the amount of rain we've had this year, it will blow trees over very easy, easier than normal situations. As always, we're prepared. We have two shelter locations that we like to use as primary locations, one being the Marlington Middle School, the other being the Green Bank Observatory. We'll be talking to those folks and ensuring that those sites are ready to go if and when they're needed. And we have our shelter supplies. It'll be inventoried this week to make sure we have everything we need in place for that. And as we move on, all stakeholders involved will start having daily, if not multi-daily, meetings to make sure we're prepared for anything that might come our way. Floods is something that we handle quite often here in this county, so we know what roads seem to be problematic and which ones will hold up longer than others.
We asked Mike what citizens who live either in or out of known flood zones can do to prepare themselves and their families in case the situation is bad.
Have a plan. If you're prone to flooding, be prepared. Move your animals inside or things that would float away or debris that could cause damages. We always have a saying here, first 72 is on you, so be prepared for 72 hours before we get assistance. If you do live in Marlington and as the water rises, Knapp's Creek floods and Marlington's flooded, you're kind of stuck if you don't leave. So plan to get out early if you're going to leave. We encourage you to go, although we can't force you to go, but we encourage you to seek shelter, stay with relatives. If you're not sure where to go, give us a call. We'll be glad to assist you in getting help and getting out. A lot of folks fail to leave because of their pets. They don't want to leave their pets behind. Well, we can help with that, can make arrangements to get you somewhere with your pet and keep you guys together.
Mike gave us some additional tips in the event that things do get bad with this storm. These include stocking up on drinkable water and non-perishable foods that don't have to be heated, as well as flashlights and batteries. He reminded us that you should never operate a generator inside or close to your home because of the carbon monoxide danger, not to touch down utility wires, not to drive through flooded roadways, to avoid contact with floodwaters as they will probably be contaminated with sewage and or chemicals, and wash or use hand sanitizer in case you do contact such floodwaters. And he warned against eating contaminated or expired foods. Mike suggests that people sign up for free emergency internet alerts from his office at nixle.com. We at AMR Radio will also keep you appraised of the latest on Storm Florence. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.